Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, April 25th, Missions Monday, and I'm reading from the New International Version. We're picking up in Exodus chapter 26, verses 1 through 14. Then we'll be in Psalm 119 and in Romans 14 today. The section in Exodus chapter 26 is about the tabernacle. Make a tabernacle with 10 curtains of finely twisted linen and blue, purple, and scarlet yarn, with cherubim worked into them by a skilled craftsman. All the curtains are to be the same size, 28 cubits long and 4 cubits wide. Join 5 of the curtains together and do the same with the other 5. Make loops of blue material along the edge of the end curtain in one set, and do the same with the end curtain in the other set. Make 50 loops on one curtain and 50 loops on the end curtain of the other set, with the loops opposite each other. Then make 50 gold clasps and use them to fasten the curtains together so that the tabernacle is a unit. Make curtains of goat hair for the tent over the tabernacle, 11 altogether. All 11 curtains are to be the same size, 30 cubits long and 4 cubits wide. Join 5 of the curtains together into one set and the other 6 in another set. Fold the 6th curtain double at the front of the tent. Make 50 loops along the edge of the end curtain in one set and along the edge of the end curtain in the other set. Then take 50 bronze clasps and put them in a loop to fasten the tent together as a unit. As for the additional length of the tent curtains, the half curtain that is left over is to hang down at the rear of the tabernacle. The tent curtains will be a cubit longer on both sides. What is left will hang over the sides of the tabernacle so as to cover it. Make for the tent a covering of ram skin dyed red, and over that a covering of hides of sea cows. If you have time today, go on YouTube or somewhere and look for a 3D model of the tabernacle. This has helped me immensely as I read about the tabernacle and as I try to imagine what God had set forth for his people to make. Okay, let's turn over to the Psalms now. Psalm 119, verses 121 through 144. Ayin. I have done what is righteous and just. Do not leave me to my oppressors. Ensure your servant's well-being. Let not the arrogant oppress me. My eyes fail, looking for your salvation, looking for your righteous promise. Deal with your servant according to your love, and teach me your decrees. I am your servant. Give me discernment, that I may understand your statutes. It is time for you to act, O Lord. Your law is being broken. Because I love your commands more than gold, more than pure gold, and because I consider all your precepts right, I hate every wrong path. Pay. Your statutes are wonderful, therefore I obey them. The unfolding of your words gives light. It gives understanding to the simple. I open my mouth and pant, longing for your commands. Turn to me and have mercy on me, as you always do to those who love your name. Direct my footsteps according to your word. Let no sin rule over me. Redeem me from the oppression of men, that I may obey your precepts. May your face shine upon your servant, and teach me your decrees. Streams of tears flow from my eyes, for your law is not obeyed. Sade. Righteous you are, O Lord, and your laws are right. The statutes you have laid down are righteous. They are fully trustworthy. My zeal wears me out, for my enemies ignore your word. Your promises have been thoroughly tested, and your servant loves them. Though I am lowly and despised, I do not forget your precepts. Your righteousness is everlasting, and your law is true. Trouble and distress have come upon me, but your commands are my delight. Your statutes are forever right. Give me understanding, that I may live. Now let's move over to Romans chapter 14. I must have heard some sermons on Romans 14 because I have lots of notes in my Bible that I've written. One thing that I note is that there are two things in this passage that divide the people. One is what they ate, and the other is Sabbath observance. And there's the difference between those who are holding to the Old Testament traditions and those who are Gentiles, who didn't grow up with the things of the covenant, of the Old Testament covenant. So I look forward to reading it and maybe even having some dialogue with you. Romans 14, 1 through 12. Accept him whose faith is weak without passing judgment on disputable matters. One man's faith allows him to eat everything, but another man, whose faith is weak, eats only vegetables. The man who eats everything must not look down on him who does not, and the man who does not eat everything must not condemn the man who does, for God has accepted him. Who are you to judge someone else's servant? To his own master he stands or falls, and he will stand, for the Lord is able to make him stand. One man considers one day more sacred than another. Another man considers every day alike. Each one should be fully convinced in his own mind. He who regards one day as special does so to the Lord. He who eats meat eats to the Lord, for he gives thanks to God. And he who abstains does so to the Lord and gives thanks to God. For none of us lives to himself alone, and none of us dies to himself alone. If we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. For this very reason, Christ died and returned to life so that he might be the Lord of both the dead and the living. You then, why do you judge your brother? Or why do you look down on your brother? For we will all stand before God's judgment seat. It is written, "As surely as I live, says the Lord, every knee will bow before me, every tongue will confess to God." So then, each of us will give an account of himself to God. Okay, let's move to Missions Monday. I'm excited to let you know that we're praying alongside Brad and Augie Baker, who are in Hungary, and they're with Nova Ministries. And Brad sent us an email just yesterday, or just this week, that let us know a few of the things that we could be praying for. One, he has suffered from COVID recently. He's feeling a lot better, but we need to continue to pray for him and pray for his wife, Augie, that she would not get COVID. She's had to be in isolation a lot because she has rheumatoid arthritis and cannot receive the vaccines at this time. She hopes to recover and to be able to get the vaccines and to return into society more. He also wants us to pray alongside mission partners that he has that are going into some very unreached places. One is a South Asian country, and also for those who are working alongside Ukrainian refugees. We also want to pray with him as he's in Hungary, which is not far from the Ukraine, as they continue to assess the situation there. And he prays that the war would end, as we do, very quickly. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for Augie and Brad Baker. We thank you, Lord, for their ministry to try to equip those who are making disciples. And so we pray for wisdom for them as they seek to do your will and they seek to find the best ways to unite together to strengthen disciple makers. We pray for both of them physically. We pray for Brad's recovery from COVID and also for Augie, that you would heal her supernaturally or through medicine from rheumatoid arthritis. We pray for the refugees who have come to Hungary and other surrounding nations. We pray for those who are working with refugees. We ask, Lord, for your blessings on them. We pray that you would stop the war in Ukraine and that through all of this, we would see your hand. Thank you, Lord, for all the many ways that you have made us partners in ministry with many around the world. Bless them, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.